Well, we are at the Ryder Cup Sunday, the singles matches, and so far so good today for Team USA. And we're talking for a few minutes with the president of the PGA of America, Jim Richardson. And Jim, I know it's been crazy to try to pull this week off. It's in essence a year behind, but it's allowed you to be president of the PGA of America during Ryder Cup week and here at your old stomping grounds in Kohler. And that has to be a great feeling for you.
Yeah, Rory, no question about it. And there were times 12, 18 months ago when we were having meetings with Steve Stricker and others involved, and we didn't know whether we'd have the Ryder Cup or would we have to have it with no fans. So just so gratifying that the decision to move it back a year resulted in what we're seeing this week. The fans have come out in droves. Captain Stricker's done a phenomenal job, and the U.S. team looks like they're going to bring the cup back home. So we couldn't be more thrilled. And from a personal standpoint, as you said, working and living in the community for 10 years, got a lot of Wisconsin ties. It's really humbling and gratifying to see what's going on.
Well, tell us a little bit about Captain Stricker. I'm sure you've had to talk to him a little bit more over the last couple of years. And for Steve, especially in a guy, this is his home state. Wisconsin means so much to him. To see the guys rally and come together for him, and as much as they want it for themselves, they want Steve Stricker to be carried out of here and be as popular, so popular that he could probably run for political office next week if he wanted to.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think he's showing all of his leadership skills. Steve's had a great career. You hear what a nice guy he is, which he is. You hear that all the players really like him, but they all really respect him. He's a great communicator. He's done a marvelous job throughout this whole process of putting the team together, getting the right people involved behind the scenes as well, too. But Steve's a guy, as you well know, doesn't do a ton of media things. He's not necessarily a person that's out doing a ton of talking. But when he does say something, boy, you sure listen. You really respect it. And you see the way the players really react to him throughout this entire process, and especially this week. He had a great game plan going in, really communicated really well to everybody. As you probably heard him say throughout the last couple weeks, he didn't want any curveballs. He wanted the players to be comfortable, know exactly what the plan was, and obviously it is working. And it's great to see one of Wisconsin's own, as Captain Stricker, going to bring the cup back here to Whistling Straits.
Well, I know that Steve's going to want to enjoy this one for a while, but I'm sure this thing will only be over for about 20 minutes, and people are going to ask him if he's going to do it again. Do you think the PGA of America at some point may want Steve to come back again if that's what he wants to do?
Well, we haven't started thinking about that yet. Yeah, we're going to try to enjoy this one. It's not locked up yet, although it looks really good. But we're going to really, really enjoy this. And then afterwards, we'll get back together and see what we're going to do differently, what we might be able to do better to make sure that we put the team in a situation to win again in 2 years from now when we go to Rome.
Well, you were here for those PGA championships. I think you had a good feeling all along what this week could be like. And tell us about your thoughts as this site is a big venue for the PGA going forward, especially with changes on your calendar since the three PGAs and the Ryder Cup were announced here some 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, championship golf on the PGA of America in particular has had a long history with the state of Wisconsin, dating all the way back to Gene Saracen's victory at Blue Mound back in 1933. And obviously, we've had some phenomenal championships here at Kohler and a great relationship with the Kohler family. So there's always ongoing discussions going on. And obviously, you can see this week the sports fans and the golf fans in the state come out in droves to support these championships. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's more things in the future that come to the state of Wisconsin.
Tell us about your position as president of the PGA of America and kind of what you've had to do to guide the membership through these crazy times of COVID. We've gone from clubs being closed to records amount of people, record amount of rounds, records amount of club sales and everything else in the industry.
Yeah, no question. Over a year ago, it was very depressing at the time when we had all the golf courses shut throughout the country. And our staff really worked really, really hard in developing a document along with a lot of political and health officials called Back to Golf, proving and showing health and political officials around the country that golf could be operated in a safe and healthy environment. It could be open. It was something that was great for people from a physical standpoint, but also a mental standpoint of what everybody was dealing through. And really proud to say, with confidence that golf was part of helping kind of the country come back and heal and feel normal again, have an activity to do with everything that was going on. And golf was one of the first major sports that could be played under the pandemic, one of the first to bring fans back as well, too. So we're really proud of that. as we had golf professionals that were struggling during that time, we put together a golf emergency relief fund. We gave about $8 million out to those that were struggling at the time. As you said, now golf is booming. Just about every golf course has got record rounds and waiting lists if you're a private club with membership. So now it's working with our members to make sure they have more resources, try to handle all that business.
Tell us a little bit about what the Ryder Cup is doing financially for different charities. We remember in 1999 when the players first started speaking out and wanted to see some money, whether it went to them or whether it went to their favorite charities. And since then, it seems like whether that was a popular idea or not at the time, it's become a great idea. And the PGA of America has been able to do so much in communities around the championship sites.
So every other week on the tour, the players play for obviously a person for money. Ryder Cup is all about pride. We want to be able to utilize the Ryder Cup as well, too, to give back to the communities that they're in. And so we work through the proceeds of the Ryder Cup with the players, the vice captains, and the captain, and they're allowed then to give money back to different charities. So a lot of it's gone to junior golf. A lot of it's gone to different veteran golf programs for our military veterans, but also programs like Make-A-Wish or St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So helping a lot of different charities and communities throughout the country. Since 1999 when it started, we've given back in partnership with the players and the captains and the vice captains over $28 million back to those different charities. We're very proud of that fact.
Well, you must be very proud with your new assignment. Tell us where you're going to now in California.
Yeah, it's been really fun. I got to work almost 11 years for the Kohler Company here at Whistling Straits and Black Wolf Run. Phenomenal organization. Just spent 4.5 years with the Troon Golf Management Company, and I'm very, very fortunate to have just accepted a position as the new general manager at Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. So I'll be able to be involved in the Genesis LA Open. We're very proud as well, too, when the Olympics come back to Los Angeles, Riviera will be the host site for the men's and women's golf competition. So I've always really enjoyed and had a history of being involved in large events and championships, and hopefully I can lend some knowledge to Riviera as we host those events in the coming years.
Jim, that's confirmed that LA will have the Olympics in 28, and Riviera has been selected as the golf site.
That's correct. Yeah, we're very excited about that. So the Golf Federation and the IOC and the USOC have to approve golf to be in 28, but we're pretty hopeful that that will happen. If it does, we've already been named as the host site, so we're looking forward to that.
And would you also host the regular PGA Tour event and try to do two events that year in one?
Well, we're looking into all that and how the plans lay out. Luckily, we have a few years to determine and figure it all out. It'd be a pretty condensed schedule because within a year's time frame, we'd have the Genesis LA Open, then the Olympics, and then the Genesis LA Open again within a 12-month time frame. So we're working on some of those logistics right now and talking with the different organizations involved, and we're hopeful that we can pull it all off.
Mm-hmm. And finally, during your presidency, was there anything you were looking to accomplish and anything that's been on your plate that you'd like to sort of leave as your stamp from your time in the president's office of the PGA, and what are you working on in the time you have left?
Well, I grew up as the son of a coach, and to me it's always about the team, not about an individual. So I've just really, we have a lot of people working on a lot of different programs, but our mission has been the same, which is to elevate both the golf professional and the vocation of being a golf professional, as well as growing the game. And hopefully after my term as president, if PGA members feel that we've done that and shown a spotlight on the great work that PGA members do around the country, then I'll be pretty proud of that fact.